Yes.
There's a tikkun in the back by John Marion Kramer, the first yahrzeit of John's father.
Okay. Neshama should have an aliyah. Thank you to John for that. And yes, a reminder that at 9:45 will be our first mitzvah morning of the year. Everyone is encouraged and invited to attend. Continuing with Halacha Vav in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, we have another custom surrounding Slichot. Tov la'amod ba'amirat ha-slichot. It is good to stand while saying Slichot. Mishakashalo, for someone who it is difficult to stand, ya'amod l'chol ha-pachot ba'amirat kel melech Yoshev. Should at least try, it is suggested to stand for the portions where we say kel melech Yoshev in the middle. And it seems to me that this is not just a general preference to stand during prayer, but there is a significance to standing at the very least while saying kel melech Yoshev, that God is sitting in judgment. Standing is a signal of severity, of reverence, of respect for the high stakes, for the regal audience that we get every day when we say Slichot. And perhaps it's a little more as well. 18th century physiologists and moralists suggested that we are the only species on the planet that walk with an upright gait. Literally, there is no coincidence between being upstanding as being a moral quality and physically standing up. There is a suggestion that Tov La'amod is not just it's preferable to stand, but it's literally an embodiment of good to stand, to be upstanding, and we make a physical gesture as we pray for forgiveness that we aspire to be upstanding and to fulfill the mission of our creation.